It's the drive. It's Wednesday morning. Nate Goodyear, Katie Christensen with you. Hey, what's up, Katie? You're in Oakland, and the Kings are streaking. 4 wins in a row. What's happening? What is going on?
I know. You know what, Nate?
What? Wait, was I being too loud for this early in a hotel room?
I realized right now, because we got into our hotel room last night at about 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And my neighbor is Jerry Reynolds.
Oh,
and he
nice.
Said, now don't you be loud tomorrow.
Well, that's too bad. You got another job to do. In fact, you're going to have to go drag him out of bed and tell him to come join us. Because here's the thing, Katie. I'm not sure. I mean, did you get a chance to watch the game last night?
I saw some of it.
There's this interesting thing that happened. Not only did the Kings win, but it was almost like DeMarcus Cousins just kind of was trying to do it all. But
I don't know if you by chance heard post-game. I mean, it's very rare that you ever see DeMarcus see just single coverage. And for most of the game, they chose to just send one guy at him. And so I asked him after the game, I was like, okay, well, you don't see that often. What was going through your mind? And his face, he just did this like really cheesy grin. And he's like, feed me the ball. Like, yeah, he was enjoying the fact that he was, one guy. He's like, I feel confident I can handle that.
Yeah, you would think so. 97-96, the final last night in a thriller. 4 wins in a row for the Kings. And I forget exactly how Shaq put it, but he said a couple years ago, something to the effect of, if you got to feed the big dog if you want him to protect the house. And that's pretty much how it went. And that's kind of what we have the audio of DeMarcus, as a matter of fact. Here he is, Katie. Did you know I was going to just give you a free couple of minutes this morning? You didn't even have to show up.
Yeah, that was the walk-off interview with him last night. And then, of course, we spoke with him again in the locker room, and that was when he was talking about the single coverage that he gets. But you know what surprised me the most is that there were some defensive breakdowns, kind of down the stretch of that game the last couple minutes. And for him to say, hey, I made some mistakes defensively that could have cost us the game. And I don't know, this team to me right now, it's not even just about kind of the fact that they're finding ways to win games, but it's the way that they're doing it. And they're playing together as a team, and we're seeing, growth in my opinion. So I don't know, a lot of good things out of that Lakers game last night.
And we've got 3 full hours to break them down.
Yay!
Dave is on vacation for a week. This is Katie's last day till she takes a little all-star break. I'm going to be working with Brian May tomorrow. So we got to take advantage. We got Kings pretty much all day if you want it. 339-1140. 800-920-1140 are the phone numbers. And among other things we're going to get to, we do have Kurt Heelan of ProBasketballTalk.com at 8:35. He's going to break down not just talking Kings and the way that they've been playing lately, but, of course, the trade deadline, what it means. You got that big trade with the Raptors yesterday, acquiring Serge Ibaka. Upon further review, also, Katie, and this is just kind of a brief note, but, yesterday I said, hey, the Magic cut their losses quickly on that Serge Ibaka deal and flipped him for Terrence Ross in a first. And then kind of the more I read about that, I didn't at the time realize that they gave up a little bit more in that Oklahoma City deal. And the more I read about it, the more it just looks like the Magic has sunk themselves further and further with a couple of bad trades. So we can talk to Kurt about that too.
Okay. Yeah. Well, okay. If you want to, I guess we can't. No, I'm curious though. You think that was a bad move for them, because when you look at it, obviously it's always dangerous to make a trade for a player that has 1 year left on their contract.
Yeah.
Especially, I think, and it's always dependent on the player as well. When you look at Serge Ibaka, who he is, he had the success that he had in Oklahoma City, and he really is a tremendous player for that position. But I don't know if you follow him very much outside of basketball. He's very Hollywood, if you will. Like, he's dates, singers.
Oh,
and yeah, I mean, like, he's into the fashion kind of type of thing. And so I think it's dangerous when you're a team like Orlando that is in kind of an undesirable market to sign a player like that on a final year of a deal and hope that you're going to be able to make a sales pitch to them to stay. So I look at that trade and I'm like, okay, they needed to make it because I didn't think that there was really much of a chance that Ibaka was going to stay and re-sign with them.
Yeah,
but
it's not about that. I wouldn't they rather have Victor Oladipo in their first round pick from last year?
So you think that the initial trade was the problem?
In retrospect, yeah. Okay. I think they've just made a couple of bad deals. And now, you know, they had to cut bait while they could. It's just, you know, looking back, you're right, because of exactly what you said. It didn't work out. They took a gamble and it didn't pay off. So, you know, we'll talk to Kurt about that, among many other things. Also, some NFL for you, because the Seahawks got caught. I don't want to say they got caught cheating this time, but they did get caught gaming the injury reports, and they've gotten in some trouble for a little bit of cheating in the past in a way, you know, and we know that they like their Adderall and all that type of stuff up there. So
I know we're going to get into that in the morning brew, and I think that that's actually a pretty interesting story because we mentioned it, you know, a couple weeks ago or so, maybe a little longer. When we found out about it, it was right towards the end of the regular season, wasn't it, when that news kind of came out? Mm-hmm. But I saw a story last night when I was on the plane that I'm going to throw at you right now because I know it's not something we're coming. Did you know that there is a likelihood that O.J. Simpson could be released from prison this summer?
Oh, you know, I did read that. I mean, kind of. I think I saw it was something, you know, typical bad joke, but, you know, the Bengals already offered him a contract or something along those lines.
He's
that's
crazy.
The juice we're talking about.
Yeah, it's is he, I don't know, when you look at it, to me, it's kind of crazy. I get that when it comes to like parole and things like this, and this is kind of where I wish this story had come out yesterday so we could have talked to Emily Campagno about it because she's way more, you know,
dude,
up on
like
the legal
things
side.
That happened yesterday that were like, oh, well, this, you know, would have been good for Emily.
Yeah. So we'll have to have her back on the show at some point. Darn. But the crazy thing to me is he was sentenced to 33 years in prison. He's served 8. Is this an overpopulation thing, or is this like...
No, man, I mean, it's...
I don't get it.
No, it's simple. They're saving the taxpayer money. Like, they can't afford to stick on
this
case anymore.
That's what
and
I'm
as
saying,
we know,
yeah.
The juice is out there. You know, if he's not out there looking for the real killer, who's going to do it? I think that's what this comes back to. So, good, I guess, on him. But, you know, so, as some NFL stuff. You also got a... You know, Hall of Fame quarterback chiming in on some of the guys he played with that should be in the Hall of Fame, and we got a little Raiders talk too. So a lot of NBA, and let's you know, the Kings, they're a big deal because they've won 4 in a row, and we don't want to get away from that. I saw, you know, last night another 40-point near triple double from DeMarcus, Katie, and at this point, you know. Why don't they just go full Westbrook with him? It's been working so far. Like, if he's gonna do all of it, just do all of it, for crying out loud.
Yeah, you know what? The one thing that a lot of people are going to point out is his high turnover rate right now. And he is turning the ball over a little bit more maybe in the last couple months than he was to start the season. But he's also passing the ball more than he was at that point. Like, DeMarcus is averaging, I think, about 4.5 assists a game. But it's been over the last couple months where this team has really started to play more of a complete game in terms of, you know, not relying so heavily on him to score. And he's realizing that he can facilitate the offense. When you look at his turnovers, I mean, I don't know if you kind of like studied it at all, in the sense that
he's been about 1-1 lately.
Yeah, but you look at the box score and you see like, oh yeah, he's 7 turnovers, 7 assists or whatever. But where those turnovers are coming, like last night he had one for carrying the ball, but you get him for offensive fouls, things like that. There's a lot of situations. He had a great pass to Kosta Kufis last night, who could not complete the. And it went out of bounds, and that turnover goes to DeMarcus. You know, those are the types of things I think.
Well, sure,
overall,
we talked about it with Jason too. Like, a lot of those things, the more assists he had, he's trying to make plays. That's the point.
Yes.
On a lot of those, you're always going to have dumb turnovers here and there, but you know, he's trying to make more plays, and those are the type of turnovers that can be corrected whether it's, you know, on him or on, in this case, Costa Kufis. So,
well, and I think that there is kind of going to be a period of time too, while he is moving more towards, like, as you put it, full Westbrooking it, you know, just giving him the ball and letting him make decisions. I think there is going to be a period of time where there is an adjustment for him and his teammates in terms of executing those things. And I think more it's just about expecting it and knowing that's what's going to happen.
It's 6:13, Janny King Commercial Cleaning has your franchise waiting. Call 916-364-9800 today. There are three very important things that we want to talk about today. In fact, the top three things that we want to talk about today. And if you're curious what those are, stay right here because we'll have them on the drive. Sports 1140 KHTK. He would finish with 40, Katie. 12 boards, 8 assists. The Kings beat the Lakers 97-96. That makes 4 wins in a row. 5-2 in their last 7 ball games, and they got the Warriors tonight.
Oh my goodness, the Kings, man! I was really, really worried about what this quick road trip was going to be like. Obviously, it's tough to go into the break with a back to back on the road. You start with the Lakers, who you know you split with up to this point in the season. Then you have to face the Warriors, who not only did you beat last time you saw them at home, but just got manhandled by Denver 2 nights ago, and are sitting at home stewing over that loss, watching your game against the Lakers and resting up for you. So from a mental perspective, these are always dangerous games. And I don't know if you caught the broadcast last night, but I talked to Vlade Divac before the game about how dangerous the games right before the All-Star break are. And he told me a story about when they were one of the seasons they won 60 plus games. He said, we went to Minnesota and lost by 40 right before the All-Star break. Yeah. He said it was embarrassing. That's how dangerous those games are. And I loved what I saw last night, not only in terms of their focus and carrying it over from that nice homestand, but the execution. I was really impressed with them last night.
Yeah, and tonight's going to be the last one before the break. So they got one. Here's the best part about a win, Katie. You can't take it away. The wins don't disappear. They don't come off the board. I mean, unfortunately, it goes both ways, but you know, once that win is out of the way, they got it done. So steal one tonight in Golden State. What do you, there, Matt?
Hey, how about second brew?
I said steal one tonight in Golden State. There you go. We're good.
Oh, that's me. Yes, Richard Sherman, who apparently spent most of his season, you know, complaining and calling out people and having fits on the sideline. Well, there's a reason for that. He was dealing with injury all season, according to Pete Carroll. And after Pete Carroll came out and said that, the Seahawks were investigated for improperly reporting that injury. But don't worry, Nate, they're never going to get in trouble for anything. Nothing came of that. They could have lost a second round pick, but instead they get a warning from the league. Don't you dare do it again.
Yeah, so that's, the league said that the violation was a result of a misinterpretation of the rules, given that Sherman fully participated in practice, which is nonsense because he did miss practice at times. And there's where it gets really irritating. I mean, fine, you know, hey, the league with a bumbling investigation, you know, BFD, we've seen this before, right? But 3 times since 2012, the Seahawks have gotten busted violating off-season workout rules. And it's not like there's not precedent in the past for the league to stack violations on top of one another, even when they're not related. So this is a bit of a shock here. And, I can't sit here and say that the Seahawks get all the breaks, but boy, does it seem like they get all the breaks.
I think the crazy thing is, in Pro Football Talk, kind of discussing this, our buddy that joins us on the show, Mike Florio, put in his 2 cents about this. And it's interesting because Le'Veon Bell and that groin injury that he suffered at the end of the season, he came out and said that he'd been dealing with it all season, and he also had not been listed on the injury report. So Mike Florio had an interesting point of view in saying, you know what, this could simply just come down to the fact that they don't want to ding the Steelers for that situation, so therefore they're not going to ding the Seahawks, and there we go, it's a wash. So the NFL is just so bizarre in how they handle things. So are we surprised?
Patriots won the Super Bowl, and every team that wins a championship gets to go meet the president, and with an
It's Brady's buddy.
Yeah, with a ever polarizing political climate in this country, there are a lot of members of the Patriots that aren't going to be making that trip, among them Martellus Bennett, Devin McCourty, and four others. Six total Patriots not going to be making the trip.
And potentially more.
Yeah, and it's not like this hasn't happened before. It's not unique to President Trump. There were plenty of guys that didn't visit President Obama, including Matt Burke, who we visited with at the Super Bowl. Pitcher Jake Arrieta did not visit President Barack Obama. Tom Brady skipped the event in 2015, although he said it was, you know, because of family issues. And I mostly just wanted to get this in here, Katie, because I think it's an interesting poll question. I want to take calls on it. Is simply, politics aside, is it okay to skip out on a visit to the White House? I mean, are you all right with that? Like, even if it's not, take personal politics out of it, should that even be a question? Or is it, dude, it's the president. Go meet the damn president. Put it aside for a day.
Yeah, you know, I think, and you mentioned it, for the nail on the head. It's a very polarizing political climate right now. The reality is, this has happened multiple times in the past. And Brady, you said he missed it. He missed it in 2015, which I thought was interesting. He said, I had something planned for months, and due to the short last minute scheduling of that date, it was 10 days that he had to figure out if he could make it. He couldn't cancel his thing. But anyway, lots of players have done this over time, and it hasn't been because of political reasons. It's just because of the climate right now. A lot of players that are skipping it for that reason. And there are some that are skipping it, and it has nothing to do with the political climate. So I'm okay with guys making the decision to go to the White House or to skip it for whatever reason. I think it's just us. Like, not only have we not won a championship, Nate, but we're never going to be invited to the White House. So we're never going to be in this situation to be like, no, we're not going.
Right.
Or yes, absolutely. I don't care. It's your personal decision. If you don't want to go, don't go.
I think that's, and pulls up now on twitter.com. You follow me at the Nate Goodyear. Katie will hopefully retweet it or something like that.
You know what? I will get on that right this very instant for you, Mr. Goodyear.
Appreciate that. That's right. At the Nate Goodyear on Twitter. You follow her at Katie_C. And call us in. The poll question. Politics aside, is it okay to pass on a chance to meet the president? 339-1140, 800-920-1140. And of course, if you want to, you can text in. I think Katie's probably reading it as well.
Oh, I will open that right now. Good reminder.
There you go. So we'll run that, you know, throughout the course of the day. That's the Morning Brew, folks. But as you may or may not have heard in the first half hour of this show, the Kings have won four games in a row. Four of them in a row. They're trying to sniff right up the backside of that 8 seed in the Western Conference. They're currently a game and a half back of the Nuggets. And again, four in a row. They're facing the defending 3-1 lead blowers in the NBA Finals tonight. Also, a team that's on a losing streak to the Kings.
Yes, a one-game losing streak.
A one-game losing streak. Kings, Lakers, we got all your highlights when we return on The Drive. Sports 1140 KHTK. It's Nate and Katie with you. Dave on a boat in the Gulf of Mexico or something like
No, he's in the West Caribbean. I actually spoke to Mr. Carmichael Dave yesterday morning.
Is he being Christopher Columbus right now? Does he think he's in India?
He's all over the place. But yeah, I spoke to he and Mel yesterday, and they were on their way to rent jet skis and go to Turtle Island. Yeah.
That sounds extremely not Dave.
I know.
Dave on it. I just snorted. Dave on a jet ski. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah. Well, and
this is not my joke, but, you know, it's been around for a while, but, you know, what idiot decided to call it a jet ski and not a motorcycle? Right? Anyway. Good. So anyway, we got you up until 9 o'clock today. Kurt Heelan, are you okay? You're good. Kurt Heelan of ProBasketballTalk.com is going to join us at 8:30. We also got the Barrico Redwood moment of the game at 8:45. Be ready for that. You can win a $50 Barrico Redwood gift certificate and a Kings prize pack. That all coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Lots of NBA talk today as well. And we got a poll question up for you. If you want to jump in on the show, 339-1140, 800-920-1140. Answer the poll question as such. Politics aside, is it okay to pass on a chance to meet the president? You can find that on both my Twitter feed and Katie's Twitter feed.
I'm going to go ahead and retweet it from the Drive account as well. Yeah.
So that's the deal. Join the conversation. Follow us on social media. Follow us at Sports1140KHTK or The Drive 1140. Like our Facebook page, Sports1140KHTK. Follow us at Sports1140KHTK on Instagram. Let's see. I'm doing some housekeeping here, Katie, before we get to some of the poll question stuff. We told you yesterday it was a big deal. It's still a big deal today, and it's going to be all week. Stay here tuned all day to KHTK. If you listen to the Lowdown all week, you can score a pair of tickets to see Chance the Rapper, the Grammy Award-winning artist. That's April 27, 2017. There are too many sevens on this page. I'm sorry. At Golden One Center. More info at KHTK.com. But yeah, all week long on the Lowdown, you can get tickets to win Chance the Rapper, so that's cool. Anyway, poll question before we get some Kings highlights in here. Politics aside, is it okay to pass on a chance to meet the president? You know, shade under 40 votes right now, and that's probably about the outreach that it's going to get on my Twitter account. But
hey, I'm doing my best.
Overwhelmingly in favor of not needing to go meet the president. 86% of respondents say, yeah, man, it's okay to take a pass. So we'll see, and you know, maybe I'm just, that might play completely differently on your Twitter feed, Katie, or Dave's Twitter feed, especially.
You know what though? I think when you look at this, and it's interesting because Robert Kraft was on, what was it? The Today Show or Good Morning America. Yesterday, I believe it was the Today Show. And he's like, hey, we've had guys miss it in the past for various reasons. And he's like, it's never garnered any media attention whatsoever that they didn't go. But then again, you know, it's so that just kind of speaks to the political climate that we're in right now.
Well, and if even if it is for political purposes, I think that to me is a different conversation with that person. But whether or not you really have that choice, I mean, to me, isn't this just kind of this whole thing?
Isn't it crazy? We have a choice to do what we want here.
I know, but I mean, to me, it's not. This is just kind of the natural end point of televised elections in general. And I mean, just kind of this whole, if you look at this whole election cycle, there's been so, I mean, we literally elected a reality TV star for whatever you think about it. And if you go all the way back to the first televised presidential debate, Katie, in 1960, this is where I think
that was Nixon and Kennedy. Yeah.
And that's something that, you know, they had a study in school and stuff, because it was, again, the first televised presidential debate. And it's pretty well documented at this point that if you watched it on TV, you think John F. Kennedy won because he was so smooth on TV. He was prepared for the bright lights. I mean, I think they even had him in makeup, the whole deal. Yeah. He was ready to go for it. Richard Nixon, not ready for the televised debate. He was kind of a sweaty mess, but if you listened to it on the radio, you thought that he won.
Yeah.
And over the course of the last, you know, quick math here, 57 years, this is kind of the natural endpoint to that. It's evolved where it's become such a televised process that I think it's taken a lot of the prestige out of going to meet the president. It's become such a novelty. And again, this almost has nothing to do with the guy that's in office right now. It's just, it all manifested itself in this recent election to where now, if you go to Washington, D.C., and you are, and you know, you combine that with the fact that every team that wins gets to go see him. Some of these guys on the Patriots have done it more than once. There's no novelty there anymore. It's no different than going to the Washington Monument or going to the Lincoln Memorial or something like that, to where I feel like guys are just like, hey, you know, I'll pass, whatever. There's other things to do here.
Yeah, I think that maybe the people, because I have no problem whatsoever with someone deciding not to go on the visit to the White House, regardless of if it's for a political purpose or not. But the people in the poll that are voting, no, it's not okay. You should go. I think it's really more about respect for the office, respect for the country, is where I would bet the people coming from. You know, we haven't really talked about this, and we try to kind of generally stay away from politics on this show because it can go all different kinds of south, because people have such different opinions in terms of, you know, dislike or support of the presidency. But it's interesting to me, Tom Brady, with this whole story about the Patriots States visiting the White House, Tom Brady is friends with Donald Trump. And he has, during the whole week leading up to the Super Bowl, he very much tried to not talk about politics and not talk about that relationship. His wife, on the other hand, had sent out some very obvious kind of social media messages that were directed at the immigration ban. And even now he's saying, hey, you know, I'm putting politics aside. This has nothing to do with politics. And I think that it should stay out of this decision, you know, but this is also the same person that in September had a Make America Great hat in his locker. And this is, we all know Tom Brady is an extremely savvy guy when it comes to image and what he's portraying. So it's just interesting to me that he's saying, oh, you know, I want to keep politics out of this, so on and so forth. And he's ignored those questions since the election, but there was an obvious support of it prior. So I don't know, all kinds of crazy stuff. And
with Tom Brady. If you're going to put the hat in your locker, be ready to answer questions about it. Otherwise,
exactly. I know this story's not over yet. There's even James White also saying he's on the fence right now about whether or not to go. There's going to be more players that don't go, and we're going to hear more about this because this is the political environment that we are living in right now, my friend.
339-1140, 800-920-1140. Chime in on the poll question. Politics aside, is it okay to pass on an opportunity to meet the president? Find it on Twitter, too. Follow me at the Nate Goodyear or Katie at Katie_C. Vote in the poll overwhelmingly in favor of the...
The right to
miss. You were going to say right to choose, weren't you? Because that's where I was going to go with it. And that's, we're trying to depoliticize this as much as possible. But anyway, you get the point. Most people say, hey, dude, it's cool. If you want to pass, that's your prerogative. So, you know, we'll have that. We didn't even get to those Kings highlights, so you may as well hang around because we got them for you. You love the Kings. They've won four in a row. That's why we love them, too. This is The Drive, Sports 1140 KHTK. Just Nate and Katie with you up until 9 o'clock. Dave on vacation. Katie on location in Oakland.
Yeah, I see what you did there.
Yeah, you see there? The Kings are going to play the Warriors tonight. It's the second game of a back-to-back. They've won four in a row after a win last night in Los Angeles. We got tons of highlights up until 9 o'clock for you. But, Katie, you know, we're going to keep pushing that a little bit because the poll seems to have struck a bit of a chord. We got some phone calls on the line here. If you want to jump in, 339-1140, 800-920-1140. Again, the poll question for today, politics aside, is it okay to pass on a chance to meet the president? Polls up on Twitter, at the Nate Goodyear. You can also find it on Katie's timeline, at Katie_C. Right now, 87% in favor of passing on an opportunity to meet the president, Katie.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised by that because I think for a lot of people, it's not a big deal. You know, it's, and when I say not a big deal, just in terms of if you choose not to go, then they don't really care and they don't care your justifications or reasons behind why you decide to skip it. So, but I'm also not surprised that there is a small group of people that are like, hey, this is the president. I think it's more about honoring the office than it is about who's in office, regardless of who it was.
Phone lines are hot and the text line is open, 44-1140. And you know the phone numbers. So let's check in with London. London, what's up, man? You're on with Nate and Katie.
Hey, thanks, guys, for having me on. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it.
I don't know how you can put politics aside. I mean, it's politics. It's a political office. And there's a long list of players going back all the way into the 60s who have done this before for political reasons. And so I think it's a mix of the fact that we hear about it more now because of social media. And I also think because of who's in the office right now, because they're so controversial, it's such a big issue.
Right.
That's all I had to say.
Yeah,
have
I got
a great day.
I got you.
Thanks,
I
mean, you too.
Dude, he's absolutely right. That's the other part about it, is that it's tough to do stuff like this because you try to say, you know, keep politics out of sports, keep politics aside from things. And it's impossible. Everything is politicized. That's literally what politics is.
We've talked so much about it, and I know Dave and I have each blogged about it on the, you know, the website, the radio station website, kshk.com. You can go and see where we've both given our sides of why it's difficult and how it's difficult to broach the subject now, because the political environment is so, just, it's like molten lava right now. Mm-hmm. And there are supporters on each side, and it's so divided, in my personal opinion. So if you at all express an opinion, it pisses people off very quickly. But and there's always the group of people that are like, hey, keep politics out of sports. But it's impossible because those two are completely intertwined now. And you know what, Nate? They always have been.
Right.
This goes back to the Olympics. This goes back to the civil rights movement. And that to me is why it's okay to have the two of them combined. I don't understand the kind of anger surrounding that.
Well, and that's, I mean, it kind of, it's interesting to me when you look at, I guess, two separate things that aren't all that different, whether it's passing on a chance to go to the White House or, you know, Colin Kaepernick's right to kneel during the national anthem. I have a feeling that the cross section of those people that support one or the other are probably about the same.
Yeah.
You know, I think that that's where those two things cross. So, you know,
that's okay. I don't have a problem with that. The people that say, no, it's not okay, I understand where they're coming from.
But the point is, like,
to them, it's a form of patriotism. I get it.
Yeah, even if you, listen, if you don't go to meet the president, it's because of political reasons. Now, whether it's because you disagree with, you know, his stance on a social safety net or because you've got family obligations, like, that's still politics in some way, shape, or form. What we're asking is if you can, you know, whether you agree with a person's reason to not meet the president, can you say, you know what, I'm okay with that, that's your choice?
Yeah, I mean, personally, I am.
Let's see what David has to say, Katie. Okay. Hey, David, what's going on? Is it David?
No, this is Davis.
Davis, okay. Davis. Oh, you know, I was off by a letter. I'm sorry, brother. What's happening?
That's all right. I just wanted to say, when Tom Brady was had that hat in the locker room in September, it was a political environment, and he was making a choice to support Donald Trump.
I agree.
Now it's a violent environment by the left-wing liberal wackos that have to wear masks, can't show their face. They're burning down Berkeley, throwing bars and tools and rocks through windows,
right,
and that sort of thing. And so now he's in a position that he has
Berkeley
to protect
on fire.
His family, unfortunately.
Is that what it
kind
is?
Of choice he's making.
Because I feel like everything that you just said, David, very much existed
Davis.
In the we'll go with David. I don't think he wants to use his real name. If you're going to come on the radio and say stuff like that, you probably want to use a pseudonym because it's that to try to pretend that that environment wasn't existing when that hat was put there. Any environment you want, it's a very polarizing political climate. I don't know how else to say that right now. If you're going to put a hat like that in your locker, it doesn't matter what side of things you're on. It could have been a I'm with her hat. You better be ready to answer questions about it. It's that simple. That's all I'm saying.
Well, and that's kind of my thing too. And leading
Tom
Brady
up to has more money than God. He doesn't have to worry about protecting his family.
I get this, the leading up to the, and I wanted to talk about it on the show, but we had a lot going on, and we always, you know how it is, Nate, there is a decision process in terms of especially hot button issues like this, whether or not we discuss them on radio. But leading up to the Super Bowl, there was obviously the kind of conversation with Brady when he was on the radio about his friendship with Trump and so on and so forth. And he's like, hey, I want to stick to football. I don't understand why my relationship with him is anybody's business or why you want to talk about it. Doesn't mean that I support everything he does. And I don't feel like I should have to talk about it. But it goes back to that hat in his locker in September. And I'll say it again. Tom Brady is a very image savvy individual. He's not a dummy. Having that hat in there was his sign of showing support for his candidate. But now you fast forward to now and kind of how everything has played out. And there is so much opposition to people that don't agree to Trump. And it's so vocal that now he wants to distance himself from it. And it's like, no, dude, you made the decision. So, yeah, it is an okay thing for people to ask this question. And then for him now to say, hey, politics aside, I just want to visit the White House. No, dude, like, you
did
still
the
have, yeah, you're the one that started this. You opened yourself up to it. You may not have understood what the climate would, what would transpire over the coming months, but you opened this door. And so now it's not fair for you to continually close it, in my opinion.
339-1140, 800-920-1140. Can you respect a guy's decision not to meet the president if his team has just won a championship, regardless of where you stand politically? We're going to be running that as a question all day long. We got just a little bit of time here, so Mike, make it kind of quick. I don't want to rush it too much, but we're up against it. What do you got, buddy?
I just want to say I believe politics is like hip-hop. It's part of everything, so... Mm-hmm. whatever you want to say about what you're not trying to do, how you're not trying to look, it's a part of everything. You can go to the White House anytime you feel like. If you win the championship, you feel like going to meet the president, go. If you don't, so be it. It's just like hip-hop.
So, that's it. Thanks, Mike. I mean, that's the whole thing, is there's nothing that isn't political. But I swear to God, we're going to scrap this poll question if you guys don't get the fact. I get that everything's political, okay? We all see that. Just asking if you can respect the decision.
Right. And we're going to switch over to Kings, too, because not only did they get a big win last night in Los Angeles against their best friends, their besties, the Lakers, but now they face... regional rivals, the Golden State Warriors. That's going to be coming up tonight, Nate.
We're all very much looking forward to it. Oh, by the way, we're not going to scrap the poll question. We really do like you guys. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Yeah, no, we're going to keep the poll question, but we're going to talk a little Kings when we come back.
657, Janie King Cleaning. Franchise ownership is a reality. Be your own boss. Call 916-364-9800. Kings highlights, 1 hour complete. Sports 1140 KHTK.